In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. New creation was shown by the Creator in showing Himself unto us whom He created. This new creation is something that we hear about from St. Paul, that we ought to see ourselves as a new creation, having been baptized and having become partakers of the death and resurrection of Christ. And I think that whenever we look at anything in our, even in our own limited understanding, when we look at something that's new, there's something that we are attracted to about it. Even looking forward to going into the Holy Temple across the way with a new floor and with other new things, we're very excited about this. And this Holy Temple that God created, you and me, each one of our bodies, our temples of the Holy Spirit, that is eternal once we become partakers of this baptism, become a new creation. And the new floor is exciting, but even that in the realm of eternity is only a little bit more permanent than what we had before. So we have to think about how this new creation is really very special that God has given to us, and it should be something that inspires us in our life to know that we are new creation, that we are going to be restored to an unimaginable beauty. He says that He created sprouting up from an unseeded womb. So the womb of the Theotokos has no seed, while preserving it just as it was, inviolate, so that beholding the miracle, we might extol her, exclaiming all of these beautiful ways that this service is so vivid in how beautiful it says that this love of God that comes into the world through the Theotokos. And while it's so clear, it's also very frustrated at it that none of these magnificent expressions are even enough to talk about how wonderful God is and how beautiful His creation is. And He also, in these verses, it says, rejoice, the vesture of those stripped of confidence, those who have been denuded of their original beauty. We think of Adam and Eve who try to hide their nakedness from God, who sees everything. Rejoice, the tender love that conquers every longing. To look forward to being fully renewed will help to protect us against defilement. When we think about the bridal gown of a bride at a wedding, and it's gleaming white, radiant, this would be very precious. Of course, we would all be cautious around the wedding garment so that it would not get a spot on it. This is how we ought to think of ourselves also, that having been baptized, that we who had been stripped of the dignity of the image of God are now baptized and are a new creation with the baptismal garment. This is the garment that gets us into the wedding feast. And we don't want it to have a spot because it's gleaming white. whiter than white. And when we do have a spot on it, then we come to the mystery of Holy Confession, where it is once again renewed to that original beauty. That's probably overlooked. But the more we allow God to clean us, sometimes the more we may notice spots. When we clean our house, we go and we see problems more closely when we're sweeping and scrubbing. In a way, it almost looks more dirty than before when we weren't paying attention. But then once we started to say it's time to clean, oh, wow, I didn't notice all of this mess. And so we ought not to be discouraged when we present ourselves very openly in the light of Christ, who will help us to, well, he is our purification. But we shouldn't get discouraged. We should say, this is God working on me to preserve my baptismal garment, to help me to live out this life as a new creation. And that excitement that we have to go back into the church and see this bright and new beauty, how much more should we expect the day of the Lord when he returns in glory to restore us to life, to call all of us out of the tombs? This Creator has looked at us in the world, has walked on this earth with us. This is the Creator who fed the multitudes, who calmed the seas, who called Lazarus out of the tomb. That's the Creator. And he says that we are a new creation. What an honor to be created by God, and what an honor to carry his icon and to look forward to the day where all come out of the tombs. And let's give him all of the thanks that we can for clothing us. And when we had been stripped and naked of our dignity, of this beautiful icon, that he returns us and he gives us a garment of light. And the more we think about that, the more we try to live in this light, to live and do the truth. May we give glory to our Lord every moment, and may our Most Holy Lady be close to us, interceding for us, the one who is the pure and spotless bride of God, the unwedded bride, and the one through whom salvation has come into the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.